At the end of your fifth grade, your mother took you and Donnie moved to El Dorado?
Yeah, El Dorado, Arkansas. The lifestyle that my daddy lived. My daddy was, I loved him dearly. He was a man that taught me many values. He was a man of his word, of his honor. He taught me a lot of tremendous intangibles that carried me through life and that I'm appreciative of today. My daddy was well thought of in the black community. He was a man that took care of many, many families that were destitute. Their mother or father were killed for whatever reason. He would take children and place them with other black families and provide the welfare of the money of subsistence that they needed if they would do that, these families. I know that on many occasions. My daddy sent a lot of kids to school when later on in life, I'll never forget some of my proudest moments. John would be traveling to ball games to see my son play at an all-black school. My son, Doug Switzer, later on played at the University of Arkansas Pine Bluff, which was at one time University of Arkansas AM&N. At Pine Bluff, it was an all-black segregated school and still is today. Doug went to school and played quarterback, was the only white in school and was the starting quarterback on the team, the only white player on the team, obviously, being the only white in school. And I was coaching the Dallas Cowboys, and I would fly Jerry's jet in to see games. They would play Grambling, Alcorn A&M, Jackson State, teams like that in the SWAC conference. And I would be sitting in the stands, and I'd go to the concession stand for Coke at halftime, and I would have black women and gentlemen walk up to me and introduce themselves and say, I am from Crossett, Arkansas. I'm a principal. I'm a vice principal or some other profession. And he says, I want you to know your daddy sent me to school. Your daddy helped me get my education, helped pay for my education. He paid my tuition. And that, of course, made me tremendously proud. I'd never seen these people before, and I've never seen them since. I was in Atlanta Airport one time, John, and I had a black gentleman walk up to me in the airport and say to me, Barry, I read your book. I am one of those people your dad sent to school. He says, I'm a warden at a federal penitentiary. And he says, I'm from Crossett, Arkansas, and your daddy helped educate me. I got a little ahead of myself in talking about what dad accomplished, but back in the sixth grade, my mother and father, obviously the lifestyle that my daddy lived, he was kind of a rogue. He was a man's man. In those days, people did carry guns on him. My dad always had one in his car or carried a pistol on him because he had a lot of money in his pocket. He was, I guess, what you'd consider a loan shark today because he loaned money to people that needed money. You see a lot of these cash advance stores today where you can go in and get $300, $400, or $500. Back in those days, people wanted $20, no more than probably $40 at the most. Daddy had a lot of $20 and $40 loaned out. You got to understand, people working for $40 a week, $1 an hour. You know, 40-hour-a-week job, you only made $40 before they took out taxes and all. Daddy took care of the black community and loaned a lot of money out. And also, he sold whiskey, and Daddy liked to gamble, stayed out late, and we lived in a very isolated area. My mother was not given many opportunities to socialize. Her world was a world of fiction. She read a lot. She was a vociferous reader, fiction, a lot of novels. She told me I should read, and I did. I read them early on because of her suggestion. She was very intelligent. She was valedictorian of her class. Finally, because of that lifestyle and the way we're living, she packed me and my brother up, and we moved to El Dorado. She separated from my father, and you know, at that time, I didn't know what that meant. I just knew we were moving to El Dorado. That's when I started football in the sixth grade in El Dorado, and we went to a school called Retta Brown. It doesn't exist today, but Yoakum does exist. I went there in the seventh grade and played football. And the amazing thing about playing football there at Yoakum in the seventh grade, I started at Retta Brown, but at Yoakum I played with players that I played years later with at the University of Arkansas. We were all teammates, Wayne Harris, Buddy Reuters, Dickie Mays, guys I got to know. Jim Moody was an All-American running back. I got to know these players, Bobby Bates. I can name one after another. We're all recruited to go to the University of Arkansas. We ended up later together, years down the road together, to Arkansas, playing together. But this was in the seventh grade. We were there for 2 years. My mother ran a cafe called The Coffee Cup. It was on Northwest Highway in El Dorado near the Boys Club, which I spent a lot of time at. A young man named Alva Waddell was instrumental in getting me to join the Boys Club. He took an interest in young men's lives. He was an influence on a lot of people in El Dorado, getting them joined into the Boys Club, interested in sports. There were a lot of coaches and volunteers that helped.
So that would have been a big influence in your life, too, that
Boys Club? A big influence. The Boys Club at El Dorado was certainly, and a lot of those people are alive today. I go back to El Dorado because I have a lot of cousins there. That's where my mother's buried, in El Dorado, my father in Crossett. But the end of the seventh grade, we moved back to Crossett. Mother and daddy got back together, so I went back eighth grade to Crossett and completed my high school education in Crossett, 8th through the 12th grade.